As we've been reporting today, U.S.-led forces continue to battle Sunni and Shiite Muslim insurgents in Iraq. To get a sense of the dynamics between those two communities, we've invited two guests who join us now. In the studio is Anas Shalal, an Iraqi-American Sunni. He's a spokesman for EPIC, the Education for Peace in Iraq Center, based in Washington. We also have on the line from California, Syed Mustafa Al-Kaswini. He's the imam of the Islamic Educational Center of Orange County and an Iraqi-American Shia. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Glad to be with you.
Give us your sense of how the events in Iraq this past week have played out among Iraqi-Americans. Anas Shalal, let's start with you.
It's been very difficult for Iraqi-Americans to respond to this because I think people want to put a positive spin on what's going on because they want to see the country come back out of this many years of sanctions and brutal dictatorship. So they really want to see some sort of success in this process. But unfortunately, it's been very, very difficult. And the Iraqi community here in Washington and in the United States is also divided because of the way this whole war sort of played out. It's been played out with Sunni against Shia, with Kurd against Sunni, with Christian against so-and-so. And the way the governing council has been set up has also added to that sort of demarcation between the different ethnic and racial mix.
Mm-hmm. Imam Kaswini, what do you think? What's your sense?
I think it has been a very tough time. Unfortunately, the first anniversary of this liberation comes, but we don't see people are very, very happy about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Shalal, you talked a little bit about internal divisions. Could you speak more to that?
Yes. The Iraqi community here in the United States has been very, very divided, and probably divided along the same lines that the Iraqi community in Iraq is divided. And I think this administration has sort of fanned the flames of those divisions. But what we're seeing here in the past 2 weeks or so with the situation with the cleric that declared that the Iraqi people need to rise against the occupation.
You mean Muqtada al-Sadr?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're seeing actually that the Iraqi people are coming together in many ways, and I'm hoping that this will also bring the Iraqi people here in the United States together as well.
Well, you've both been keeping in touch with people back in Iraq, and we've heard reports this week of Shia and Sunni solidarity against the Americans. Shia mosques are collecting aid for the Sunnis in Fallujah. And until now, the fear had been of civil war between the Shia and the Sunni. Anas Shalal, what's your sense of that?
Well, this is kind of a repeat of what happened in 1920 during that revolt when the British came in. And they pushed out the Ottomans, and they decided to stay for a while. The Shia really had an uprising at that time where they asked for the Sunnis to join them as well in this process. And what happened in that situation, and I think it's been a very important lesson for the Shia, is that after they helped to sort of repel the British in some way, they did not gain much power in the government. So this time, they're really going for broke because they really want to be real players in the upcoming years with Iraq.
Imam Kaswini, how did Muqtada al-Sadr suddenly get so much clout?
I think it was due to the mismanagement of the Americans, the mishandling of his case. Because even if we or some Iraqis disagree with Sayyid Muqtada al-Sadr, he comes from a very prominent family in Iraq, and if anything happens to him, he will be considered a martyr, and that will aggravate the situation further.
Mr. Shalal, you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. And also add that I think the one thing that's given this cleric more clout is the fact that he is a representative of the dispossessed, the people that are the poor populations, many of them being Shia, of course. In the process of this occupation, there has been many, many more people that have become dispossessed and poor and therefore have jumped on the bandwagon of his call to say we have to end the occupation because they see that the occupation has done nothing to them but make their life more miserable.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been hearing that the most influential Shiite cleric in Iraq is the moderate Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. Imam Kaswini, does Sadr's militancy put pressure on Sistani to take a more militant stand against the occupation?
I don't think they are putting more pressure on him. I had the honor of meeting with him back in December, and he mentioned to me very clearly that he can restrain the Iraqis to a certain extent, not to involve in an armed resistance against the Americans. But other than that, he cannot really do much if the situation is deteriorating every day, if people do not find the basic needs, if there is no employment, if there is no security, then he cannot really restrain the people. So this Ayatollah, who we hear the Americans consider him moderate, he might be again, who knows, if he issues a verdict against the Americans. Everything is possible. If the situation is really deteriorating, I would not be surprised if we hear a fatwa or a religious verdict, authorizing the Iraqis to resist the occupation.
Hmm. Ana Shalal, are we seeing an Islamic Jihad or a nationalist insurgency in towns like Fallujah or Ramadi?
I think this is an insurgency, obviously. I think it's a way to tell the occupation that we're not happy with the way things are and we need you out of here. But the way that Fallujah is playing out in the hearts and minds of the Iraqi people and in the hearts and minds of the Arab world, it's really playing out very much like what's going on in Palestine and Israel right now with the siege of cities, like what happened with Jenin, and Fallujah is going to become the Jenin of Iraq.
Anas Shalal, an Iraqi-American Sunni, he's a spokesman for EPIC, the Education for Peace in Iraq Center, based in Washington. Sayed Mustafa Al-Kaswini is the imam of the Islamic Educational Center of Orange County. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.